A little bit. Rav Moshe Yerodea Chelek Bei Simon Ayin Vav was asked about the following question. Some person read in a medical textbook that during the 9th month of pregnancy, women's rechem are opened up to the size of a nickel or maybe even a quarter. And the question is, should that make her a nita? Because as we've seen, and therefore, since it's open, so she should be a surah. So Rav Moshe writes that hine im haya ms de niftach kimat beya nickel the kosher king quarter haya psichas akever by a tolly machlokas chavas dasas edritara shen lan lahachmir. That was the machlokas chavas dasas edritara we talked about before about false labor. Do we assume that if nothing came out, she becomes a surah or not? Aval ha ms she ain't okay, but the ms says it's not true. The ad samach lehaleda enu niftach. Until close to delivery, the rachem does not open up. So the problem is that the Metzias is pretty clearly documented that it is true, as Usher Weiss writes in his tshuva on this topic. Manane, manene, achar shiyadanu shiyesh psicha kazu. So, on the one hand, it seems inconceivable that a woman would be asura for weeks before her delivery. Certainly, that was not the assumption made by any of the poskim. And yet, at the same time, according to the rules, she should be asura. So, if you look at the Shiurei HaShevet Alevi, Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalid, he answers that only the external os is opened, not the internal os. And therefore, you don't have to worry. In other words, right, if the internal os and the external os had opened up, then the baby would fall out. So the external, the internal os is still closed. And therefore, even though actually, in general, the Shev Galevi is machmir, he's choshesh, even for the external os, that it would be a psicha samakor. V'chi agavna, he says, where it's niftach me'elav, you could be mekel. So that's the answer of the Shiurei Shevet Halevi to this question. I'll read to you a little bit. V'nira al pi, this is from the Shiurei Shevet Halevi, v'nira al pi anisayon da pesach apnimi sagur. V'lochein ein chashash b'meshet tzavar rechem pasuach. So the internal os is still closed, only the external os is opened up. V'afilu k'sharofei bodek. With this type of opening, that's me'elav, we could be mitzaref lehetera, the fact that the inner os didn't open up. Sort of interesting why you don't just go ahead and say, well, then doesn't that prove to us that we only look at the internal? So his answer is, I assume that it's like a sfeik sfeika. There are those who say that niftach me'elav doesn't... is not, this isn't relevant. And then also we could say that maybe it's just that one, and that's how he's may go. Now it is true, I think, that during pregnancy the external os dilates more and well before the internal os. But if you hold only of his answer, I think it would not, you would, it's inconsistent with the what we were saying in the previous year, that you could be makel through the transitional stage of labor, because for basically there are three stages in early labor, and early labor could mean days or even weeks before she goes to the hospital. So the cervix is open about 3 centimeters. Then there's active labor that increases till 7 centimeters, and then there's full cervical dilation. That's 10 centimeters, and that's at the end of the transitional phase, the last of the 3 phases of labor, right? And basically, once that happens, then you're ready to push. So we were suggesting before that maybe you could be mako through transition until you're ready to push, or maybe ready to push. However, If that is the case, then I think the Shiurei Shevet HaLevi's kula wouldn't apply. I mean, by that stage, right, the doctor could go ahead and like see the baby's head even beforehand when it's like 7 centimeters dilated or the like. So I don't think if we were relying on the Shevet HaLevi's answer, that wouldn't be consistent with what we said before. So, as I said, Rav Asher Weiss is troubled by this question. It's on a page Chaf Ches. Gam ani chakarti etzel harofim mumchem, and hisbar li shemedubar b'pticha gmura u'mifuleshet l'toch harechem ela shekruma hayrayon soteret harechem. So basically, it's mifulash. It's not totally effaced until she's ready to push, but it's totally open. So do we have any answers? Is there any justification for saying she's muteris at this point, right? Until basically Yosha v'salam Ashber. So I thought maybe the answer is, I don't know if I saw anyone say this explicitly, but it's very similar to that Tshuva Me'ava cited by, who cited the Note of Yehuda and the Beis Meir, the Chavostas that we mentioned last time, which is maybe here it's different because it's true that it's open, but nothing came out. How do I know nothing came out? Because the head is blocking, right? In other words, yes, it's true that there's this big opening. And what's there in a typical labor? The head. So nothing's coming out. It's like a plug. It's plugged up. So maybe when is it that we're worried about psicha sakever, that there's always dam? That's when it opens up and actually succeeds in secreting something like chaticha. Or we're not sure. It opened up, and we say, well, just because it opened up, presumably something came out. But here we know that as long as it's been open, it's been plugged up. It's been plugged up by the baby's head. And therefore, maybe in this case, it would be okay. And again, I think that's very similar to basically what the Chavos Das was saying in terms of the false labor. However, the Rav Asher Weiss gives a slightly different answer. His answer is, "Derak kasher arechem niftach ba'achas, kigon beleida hapala bedikas harofe v'kedome." Aval kasher arechem niftach b'talich iti. Maybe this whole concept of efshem psichas akavidola below dam is when there's a sudden opening. But if it's very very slow, like we said in the early stages of labor, so very very slow opening, she doesn't even notice it's open, right? She'll go to the doctor and he'll say, oh, you're 3 centimeters dilated, and she'll be surprised. She has no idea. So that type of very, very slow opening, that's natural. Ein b'achreach yitzias dam. And that's his theory. That's his theory why, in other words, this is not like the case, this is psichas hakever, but it's not like the cases where we say ein psichas hakever below dam. And therefore, we could be makel. Again, in the end of the day, I don't think anyone's really going to be machmir, once there's any type of dilation for weeks before. The only question is, how do you explain it? Do you deny it, like Rav Moshe? Do you distinguish between internal and external, like Shimon HaLevi, or say like Rav Asher Weiss, or like my theory? But there might be nafkaminas in these answers in terms of which stages of labor she would become asura. At the end of Shir, last time, Yoni asked, what about the mucus plug or the water breaking? So I don't think these are considered these don't make her anida. This could happen earlier. This is not what even if we accept the Nachla Shiva, this is not what's meant by Dam Shoses. Dam Shoses means two things, Dam, so therefore not water, and Shoses, therefore not just a little bloody show from the mucus plug. So it's only when Dam Shoses that you'd have to be worried. Okay, I just said one more thing we would discuss. The Pisrei Tshuva over here talks about, we mentioned earlier making a bracha on Minhag, the discussion of as to whether she would make a bracha if she does tzvila when she goes to the mikvah during, if it's just dam tohar. So the Pisrei Tshuva over here, as well as the Achronim, also talk about a different question, a related question, which is, let's say a woman becomes asura, machmas safek, right? There's a kesem and you're not sure, chves. But you have to be machmir misafik. So should she make a bracha when she goes to the mikvah? So normally we assume that you wouldn't. We would say safik brachos lahakel about the bracha. Okay, there's the famous Rambam and the Chibas Rashba about the Birkas Kriyashma and the like. It's Machlokas Rambam Ravid about a similar type of question when you have to do something else, safik derisa l'chumra. But we're makel. I mean, I don't makel, machmir, whatever you want to call it. Safik brachos lahakel, we don't make brachos, but makel safik. So that's the pashtus, that if she's going to the mikvah, machma safik, so she shouldn't make a bracha. Now, the Pesach Tshuva writes like this, how could she do it? B'chore, you should tell her you should go to the mikvah, but not make a bracha. There are some poskim who say you shouldn't say anything. You can't really tell her to make a bracha, but you say you're asura, and you know she's going to make a bracha anyway. Why? Because people don't treat mitzvos sometimes so seriously when no bracha is made. And we don't want her to not take this seriously. And we don't want her to not think it's important. And it is a very big deal. I mean, it's not easy to go to the mikvah and all that. And therefore, there is the note of Yehuda's Mesupik about it, the Dagom Mervava says it's Pasha, you shouldn't be Mevarech. And even if you're going to say you make the Bracha on the Minag here, it's harder to hear. Because Bracha on the Minag, like the Chassam Sofer says, okay, we make Brachas on Minag. Here it's really a Safek. But as I said, different poskim have different approaches to this, where they won't necessarily say anything. It's hard to justify that, but it's something that needs to be taken into consideration. Okay, I think we can stop here. So that brings us, Baruch Hashem, to the end of Hilchos Nida, Hadron Halach. Everybody should do chazara and finish up bechinos. And as I said, so you already have all the Mar Makomos. So we'll have hopefully 3 shiurim on Furuvu and birth control. There's a lot to do. I think we'll start with the sugya of Shal Shnashim Shamsas B'moch. And we'll work on the Rishonim there. So that's the first thing you should do. What we shown him, so Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, you could do the ones in Yivamos, do the Ritva Yivamos. If you want to get some of the raid, you could do the footnotes on the Ritva Yivamos. Also in Ksubos, there's some very interesting Shitos in the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubos. Then in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the Shaila doesn't really appear in Shulchan Aruch because we pass him like the Chachanim. It comes up Derech Agav, so there's a Tshuva Sarash, the basis who quotes, and then there's a Pisrei Tshuva. Again, Ani Mar Makovos, who quotes Shuvos from Rabbi Akiva Eger and Chassam Sofer, which are important. You should at least see one of them. And then in terms of the more contemporary poskim, so that is, you should see this Shuvos from Rabbi Chaim Ozer on your sheet, as well as Rav Moshe. If you don't have so much time, you could skip down to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a mamish, a tour de force. It's one of his longer Shuvos with several anafim. He goes to the sugya. It's really a tremendous Shuva. So that's going to be sort of the first part of the sugya. That's sort of how do you look at moch, and through the sugya of moch, we'll be able to analyze different forms of birth control, things like diaphragms and condoms and the like. And we'll also talk about this question of danger, in other words, and the definition of the Isra Shchasazara Levatala, which is really is a big part of the sugya. Then the second part we'll do relates more to the beginning of Evan Ezer, Hilchos Peruvu and the like, which is a different shaila. I mean, obviously related, but what is the chiyuv of Peruvu? And even if, let's say, you had a method of birth control that you felt was not begeder, hashchas azar levatal, or the like, because it's kedach kol aretz. Let's say for now, I'll have to see if this is true, like something like oral contraception or the like. When is it mutar, when is it aser, when is considered a bittul pruvu? And obviously we'll talk about the question of, is it mutar before a couple has child, after a couple has one child, but has not yet fulfilled pruvu, and then finally, after they have fulfilled pruvu, what are the dharma of that? So we'll also really work on the issue over there of the geder of the mitzvah of shaves. That's a very important question. Famous Balamor and Mulchamas Hashem, right? A couple has already fulfilled pruvu. What level of obligation do they continue to have? So again, that's going to be the sugya. Again, we'll start off there with the Rishonim. Again, the Mulchamas Balamor especially, and then we'll see the wake our way down to the poskim and the like. So again, that's we'll Be'ezras Hashem have that on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. We'll start for Pesach. And then Hochos Avelos afterwards. For those who have not yet taken the Bechina and want to take a Bechina, or you have taken the Bechina and you want credit, I think you need to register if you want credit. But maybe you don't. I don't really know. Yeah, for the Shear. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, there's one person registered for the Shear. Well, that's if you're taking their Bechinas.
Oh, but there is.
I don't know if we exist officially. Yeah, we exist officially. So I don't know who the one person who's registered is. I just noticed that.
Yeah, maybe not even here.
You didn't even know.
First what? Not even here.
Yeah, that's Taka. Okay, so I guess it's not one of you. If you're Kolel Elyon, you don't have to register, I think. Okay. Okay, good. Hatzlacha Rabba. Yeah. 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 Like this is cool. I thought it was on the side.